You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show podcast on KPEL965.com.
Pfizer. News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pros studios. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
Forecasters warn of catastrophic flooding. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. From the rain being dumped on the southwest by the remnants of Hurricane Helene.
Catastrophic flooding in and around the Atlanta area, northeast of Atlanta, up towards the Carolinas. And some of the language that the National Weather Service is using, especially in the southern Appalachians, is historic. Never happened before.
Fox senior meteorologist Janice Dean. Since downgraded to a tropical storm, Helene is inundating western North Carolina now. She slammed into Florida's coast as a Category 4 hurricane last night. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis.
Search and rescue operations were conducted to help people that were in distress and transport them to safety. These missions continue, but we've had thousands of missions successfully completed in the overnight hours.
At least six deaths are now blamed on the storm. Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu is addressing the UN General Assembly at this hour.
Israel seeks peace. Israel yearns for peace. Israel has made peace and will make peace again.
This even as his country is under attack from Hezbollah in southern Lebanon.
So Israel's Arrow missile defense system shot the incoming missile down just after midnight. There are no major injuries reported from this. Now, Israeli airstrikes continue this morning.
Fox's Nate Foy in Tel Aviv. Vice President Harris visits the southern border today.
Heading to southern Arizona, marking her first visit to the border since running for president. And she's taking on some issues that have been a particular weak spot for her campaign, namely immigration and border security.
Fox's Jeff Paul, former President Trump, in a news conference yesterday asking,
why didn't she fix it almost 4 years ago? She's got no plans, got no talent. Got no ability to do it.
America is listening to Fox News.
Hey guys, Donald Trump Jr. here with urgent news. The world's central banks are making unprecedented moves, and it's time to pay attention. In 2022 and 2023, they bought more gold than ever before. And now in 2024, the trend is accelerating. Why? Because central banks have lost faith in the dollar. And in these uncertain times, gold is the ultimate safe haven. If you too are worried about the dollar, I urge you to take similar action by diversifying your IRA or 401k into gold with my trusted friends at Birch Gold Group. To see how it works, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word PROTECT to 989898. I trust Birch Gold. They provide an easy process to roll over your 401k or IRA into gold without losing your tax-advantaged status. So text PROTECT to 989898. That's PROTECT to the number 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch.
It's time to win cash. Get your KPEL News app ready because here's your chance to win up to $30,000. Just enter the following code into your KPEL News app where it says win cash and make sure you listen for more codes throughout the day because the more codes you enter, the better your chances. Here is your next code.
And your 9 a.m. code for a chance to win cash is 270. 270 is your code for a chance to win cash with News Talk 96.5 KPEL.
Hi, I'm Dale Brown, best-selling techno-thriller author. I'm also a mission pilot and squadron commander in the Civil Air Patrol. The members of the Civil Air Patrol are volunteer professionals who serve their communities and their nation every day with emergency services, aerospace education, and cadet programs. We train hard, we fly hard, and we get the job done for America. Join the Civil Air Patrol. Visit www.gocivilairpatrol.com and let's go flying.
If you really want to support our troops, just contact the USO.
You can't believe how much they do for us.
To find out how you can help, visit us at uso.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Bikers Against Child Abuse empowers children to not feel afraid of the world in which they live. For more information, visit bacaworld.org. Our helpline is 866-885-9474. BACA, breaking the chains of abuse.
This hour of the Moon Graffon Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
Welcome, Moon Graffon Show. It is awesome to be with you on a beautiful Friday, praying for our good friends in Florida and Georgia and everywhere else that the hurricane, which is a natural phenomenon that we will never stop, we'll never slow down, man, has nothing to do with it. It's just called a hurricane. And they're coming, and they're going to keep coming, and that's just the way it is. Anyway, we do pray for them, though, because when it hits us, we need all the prayer and, of course, money that you can possibly get. Anyway, great to have you with us. 844-766-6607. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Now, you know what? There's a lot of things that I challenge in the state of Louisiana. But when I see total ignorance and stupidity at the highest level, I'm going to make sure I point this out. And this all brings us back to Bel Edwards and some of his appointees. So as governor, Bell Boy, who almost had just about ruined his state, Governor Landry, they make appointments. They make appointments to boards. It's part of what they do. Now, I'm going to tell y'all, and I've told y'all this before, a lot of the board appointees are political appointees. They're all, every appointee on a board made by any governor known to mankind, okay? You got to understand something. All these boards are political. Everyone known to mankind. It's just the way it is. So the governor, when you bring in a new governor, he makes board appointments. And some of these board appointments, like on the regions, board of regents are there for a certain time. A lot of people that go on these boards don't have experience in it. That's just part of it. And I'm okay with that. New blood, new meat. But this is my beef. So Jeff makes an appointment, okay, on a Louisiana Board of Regents. And he appoints Misty Cordell. I happen to know her and her family. They're dynamite people. They've been dynamite people. Super people. Super conservatives. People that really love the state. So Jeff makes an appointment on the board. Now, that's his job. Okay, and let's just face it, Board of Regents and higher education, not exactly setting the world on fire in this state and improving much. That's okay. That's who we are. We don't want to change it. But we make a good appointment, and one of the board members, the vice chair, Jay Seal, resigns. Now, he was appointed on the board, I think, in 2017 to 2018, 2017, by Bell Boy, Bell Edwards. He was appointed with no experience. He was appointed because he was a trial lawyer that gave money to Bell Boy. Now, all of a sudden, he's a jack of all trades. I think he's a jackass of all trades, but that's just my opinion. So what does he do? He abruptly resigns, which, by the way, I'll give you Landry's response. Jeff had the best response. Carry thy rear end. Get the heck out of Dodge. What the hell did you do when you were there? And then he takes a shot at Misty Cordell, who I bet you he doesn't know. I know her. I like when we put classy, first-class type people on a board. So what does Jay Seal do? Tell you what, he's a tough Bill Edwards trial lawyer. What does he do when he appoints Misty? Misty gets on the board. He resigns. I guess he can't take a moral and a straight woman and a tough and a smart lady on a board. I guess he didn't want to embarrass himself. And wait till you say what the man got appointed the exact same way. He gave money to Bill Edwards, and he got appointed on a board. Now, he's an expert. Oh, he's an expert. Yet, we've not gotten any better. So let me share with you. Louisiana Board of Regents Vice Chair Jay Silly Seal resigned, calling Jeff Landry's recent appointment of Misty Cordell as a chair of the board deeply offensive. Why? Because she's a woman? Is he offensive because she's smart? Is he offensive because she's pretty? Is he offensive? What are you, is he a conservative? What is he offended by the woman? Seal said Landry put someone in charge who was loyal to him. Well, how did Seal get on the board? He was loyal to Bill. I mean, this guy, how this guy ever made a penny in life, I have no idea. He got appointed to a board because he gave money to Bill Edwards. He gave money to Bill Edwards, his brother. He's a family member. That's the only reason he got on the board. It's not because he's bringing his wealth of intelligence, but he resigned because he's offended by Misty. Oh, my God. Why don't he go in a corner and cry? I'm offended. This woman will whip my butt. Seal said that Landry put someone in charge who's loyal to him, like he was to Bill. And the service on the board would be a charade whenever the governor wants to order something to happen. Bill Edwards ordered stuff to happen through you, Mr. Seal. That was embarrassing. This is absolutely ridiculous. A crybaby, a trial lawyer crybaby, who's done legal work for Bill Edwards' sheriff's brother, making money off you and me. And this guy got the nerve to act like a big crybaby. And he is a crybaby. He does the same thing for Bill, but he don't want Misty Cordell to go back and talk to Jeff Landry. All the people Jeff appoints going to go back and talk to Jeff Landry. What a dummy. What an embarrassment to the state that a guy like this sat on the Board of Regents. Seal said he also took issue with the fact that Landry made the decision without notifying Gary Solomon, who until this week was the chair. So, let me tell you something. When you're the governor, you don't have to call anybody. Did Bill Edwards let everybody know that Ronald Green was killed? No, he hid it. Bill Edwards made decision after decision. He didn't call anybody. He also knew that Cordell is new to the Regents, having only been appointed in January and sworn in March. You did the same process. This is why Louisiana, it's the people like Seal that keep us last. Seal's crying. He's crying. What a baby. What a big, fat baby. Oh, I don't know if he's fat. I don't know what he looks like. He said, by the way, Seal was appointed by Regents in 2017 by Governor Bill Edwards and reappointed 2023 in a term running through December 28. He quit. If I can't play like I want to play and Bill's not in charge, I'm going home. What a wuss. Criticism is not directed at Cordell itself. Really? Seal said, adding that lack of experience. If it's not directed at her, why do you mention the lack of experience? It's 100%. Oh, it's directed at Jeff, too. But it's 100% directed at Misty Cordell when you say lack of experience. By the way, when this man, Mr. Seal, got on the board, I didn't see anybody quit for his lack of experience. And his experience was, I know Bill, and I work for his brother. Folks, this is what I mean. The appointed positions that Seal got is an embarrassment. Bill Edwards is going to embarrass his state a lot further. What an embarrassment that this guy was even on the board, but he was put there because of his family's ties with Bell Boy. And he's talking about, well, this ain't part. Listen, out of his own words, the criticism is not directed at herself, adding that lack of experience, that's directing it to Cordell. That's exactly what he's doing. He's beating up on a woman. Would challenge any new member task for the regents who oversees higher education policy on Louisiana. Yeah, just like when you were appointed, no experience, your ties with the governor and the money you gave him and the money you gave to his brother. And now we find out you work for the brother some. Now, I love Jeff Landry's response, for this is the best part of it. Quote, Jeff Landry, over the past 7 years, Mr. Seale has served on the Board of Regents. I challenge him to tell me how higher education has gotten better since he has been on the board. Boom! It hasn't. It's a problem. He's done nothing. He's there because Bell put him there. I bet you he got business because he was a Board of Regents guy in his private sector. I ain't saying he got it from the state, but he got business because he sits there. I mean, Jeff Landry, you've been there for 7 years. I challenge him to tell me how higher education has gotten better since he's been on the board. Louisiana continues to have a higher education system under which little vocation can be found, but plenty of student debt. I wish him well on his way out the door. In other words, don't let the door hit you in your butt. But here's the funny thing. Jeff didn't fire him. Jeff didn't get rid of him. The dude quit because a woman smarter than him, tougher than him, is coming on the board. Oh, he might run back to Jeff Landry. What you think Seale did with Bell? This is when you take a group of liberals and people who don't understand life, they only understand money, this is what happens. I mean, what a wuss. What an absolute wuss. Landry also said the fact that Seale takes issue with a woman, a wife, a mother with two sons who she has nurtured through K through 12 and placed in the care of higher education speaks volume on Mr. Seale's character. Seale, a Hammond business attorney, listen, was a campaign contributor to Bell Boy and to Edwards' brother Daniel, who was a longtime sheriff of Tangipahoa Parish. Seale also was in general counsel for, guess what? The Tangipahoa Parish Sheriff's Office under Daniel Edwards. No experience when he got the job. Now he thinks he's God. Jeff Landry smoked him. Jeff didn't fire him. He quit. I ain't standing around on this board. If you could put inexperienced people, yeah, like you when you got there in 2017. He was a 100% political appointed position by King Bell Edwards, the guy who ran this state into the ground for put us 20 years behind everybody. I love it. And Jeff Landry answered it in the best kind of way you possibly can. The guy was appointed twice because of his ties with guess who? Bell Boy. That's who he had ties with. Bell Edwards. He was appointed. Mr. Cardell, go do your job, sugar. Go do your job. Don't worry about losers like Seale and Bell. We'll be right back. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana owned, customer focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Folks, you heard us talking about Raging Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning and Raging Cajun delicious line of gumbo, black eyed peas, shrimp and grits, jambalaya, seafood bisque, etouffee, red beans, roux, jalapenos. Raging Cajun's products are made right here in Acadiana now. Thanks to all of y'all, Raging Cajun is one of the fastest growing brands in grocery stores. Raging Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning. Forget the rest, ask for the best. Ask them for that Raging Cajun. It's good, folks. Trust me. I love it. You will too.
Or Eletzer.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great day to be with you on a beautiful Friday, open forum Friday, 844-766-6607. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. You know, folks, Bel Edwards and the media, I've always said, don't wee-wee on my leg and tell me it's raining. I really got that from C.B. Vigasin, and that's exactly what the media is doing. What the media should have done on the devil's advocate who put this story, they should have went after Seal for being a crybaby. They should have went out to Seal for why he, for you to say that I have nothing personal, criticism not directed, but lack of experience, and the lack of experience you had when you got on the board and your ties to the Edwards boys, the Edwards brothers, is the only reason you sitting there. You're a trial lawyer out of the area. I mean, this is embarrassing for people like that, that Edwards put on a board. This guy never needed to be on a board anyway. He was there for favoritism, and yet he's fussing about this girl. How many times do you think Seal picked up the phone and called Bell Boy when Bell was the governor, huh? This guy's crying from a lady they put on there, Misty Cordell. And crying about something. He quit. If he thinks he's such a bad dude, why didn't he stay and make a difference? You know why? He didn't make a difference the 7 years he was there. He should have told Bellboy back when they appointed him, I'm not qualified. I have no experience. He should have said, I'm not qualified. I don't know anything about that. Don't worry about it. You're going to be my bag man. You're going to tell me what's going on. And that's what he – remember the left and the liberals and the crazy cuckoo left and Marxists, what they do. They always accuse you of what they're doing. Guarantee you he was the go-to guy for Bell on that board. But accuses Mr. Cordell of something she has not done. And this is what they do in every single thing. Why'd he quit? He thinks he's so bad and big. Why'd he stay with the board? He ain't accomplished nothing. And Landry just really – ate his lunch up. I want to quote Jeff again because I think it's that damn. I think Landry, that's what I like about Jeff when he does stuff like this. Over the past 7 years, Mr. Seal has served on the Board of Regents. I challenge him to tell me how higher education has gotten better since he's been on the board. He can't. He can't. And he was put there by Bell for political reasons. Louisiana continues to have a higher education system under which local vocation can be found, which little vocation can be found, but plenty of student debt. I wish him well on the way out the door. I mean, that you can't, and that was the nice way of putting it. Don't let the door hit you in the rear end. Landry also said the fact that Seal takes issue with a woman, a wife, a mother, two sons who are nurtured through K-12, placed in the care of higher education speaks volume. Of Mr. Seal's character. Folks, it's a Bel Edwards person. Bel Edwards wanted, I say it again, some people don't like, he wanted to cut the penises off of 10-year-olds. He wanted to have that done in Louisiana. He looked the other way in a Ronald Green thing. He hired a guy that the Blanco administration got rid of because of sexual misconduct, and it did it under him. They fired the woman that reported. That's Bel. He believes in the Green New Deal. I mean, go on and on. He's supported for Barack Obama. He's supported for Kamala Harris. He's a leftist, woke guy. Nobody wants to get it right. I got it right on him. and then seal a Hammond business attorney campaign contributor bellboy and the Edwards brother Daniel. Also does work for Tangipahoa Parish. General counsel. And yet he speaks up because you know why he did it? Because the advocate ran with the story and they didn't. The headline, deeply offensive, border region vice chairs resign, protests and jam Jeff Landry's chair appointment. That's what most people are going to read. That's it. Jeff Landry, there goes Jeff again. And then they do all the seal stuff. And guess what? You know, I don't know if they call Misty or not, but they didn't get her side of the story. But the problem is there's no side of the story. There's one side. Seal was a crybaby, Bill Edwards sycophant, who didn't have any experience when he got hired, but he had the one thing you needed to get hired on a board. He was able to give Bill and his brother lots of money when they ran. Man, what a, I wish he would move. But once again, trial lawyers don't leave our state. We'll be right back. With five locations, I always make it a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, and the best margaritas in the state. You go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, and Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is now open. Lafayette, you've been clamoring for it, and now they are open on Collie Saloon. I want to see Superior Grill packed with folks from Acadiana. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and now Acadiana on Collie Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I will see you at Superior Grill. This is Moon Griffon talking about another great Louisiana company, Hudco Roofing. Louisiana has some pretty crazy weather at times. Torrential rains, gusty winds, especially up north. Hail, and of course, hurricanes. You got to remember your roof protects everything. You and your family and most of your possessions. And that's where Hudco Roofing comes in. These folks aren't just your average roofers. They're the number one roofing company in the state. Whether you need a repair or a brand new roof, Hudco Roofing has you covered. Hudco is a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master and takes every roof all the way down to the decking to make sure there's no hidden damages. Hudco Roofing is also a state certified installer of the Fortified Roofing System, and that's a big deal, especially during hurricane season. Hudco specializes in residential and commercial roofing systems and coatings. Anywhere in Louisiana, you can get a free roof inspection and quote from Hudco Roofing. So go to HudcoRoofing.com. This is Moon Griffon. I trust Hudco Roofing of Louisiana, and so can you.
Hello, Acadiana.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. What a great day to be with you. It's Friday. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. I know a lot of people, we talked about COVID, and when this thing had passed, we would look back at all the damage and things we did wrong. Yesterday, they had a big powwow in Baton Rouge, and we were being joined by Louisiana Surgeon General Ralph Abraham, who had a chance to speak yesterday. Mr. Abraham, how you doing, sir?
Hey, Moon. I'm doing well.
You know, you didn't done so much stuff in your life. I don't know if to call you congressman, doctor, surgeon general. I start looking for names. I'd say, well, if I call him Ralph, I almost feel bad. So I say, well, how about Mr. Abraham?
Well, look, Ralph or Doc, everybody calls me Doc.
But... Yeah, by the way, Doc, you and also former and go on and on. And you're a military veteran, so, I mean, we can have some fun. All right, Doc, so I want to thank you. I read... in several publications over the stuff you were saying about the pandemic response. And I'm going to let you tell us what you said. I got some Q&A off what you said, because I was 100% in agreement with everything you said. I don't know what kind of response or what kind of if you got any feedback that was negative, but man, you really did a great job. So let's talk about what you said now that we passed and we look back, because you could have been the governor. If you would have been the governor, things would have been a lot different.
Yeah, I agree. You know, what I did say and what I truly believe is that, you know, the mask, the mandates, the information, most of the information we were getting from the feds, you know, they were wrong. I can give you scientific basis as why masks didn't work. The viral particle is much smaller than the pores in most surgical masks, and they just filter through. And as we know, the mask bunched up at the corners. The social distancing of 6 feet, I said in my testimony yesterday, that was ridiculous, which it is. This is an airborne particle, which 6 feet is nothing for something like that. Somebody in, I'm sure, Washington or in Atlanta at the CDC just literally pulled that number out of their armpit and just threw it out there. The closures we knew, we know now, and I said it back at the time, unfortunately, they weren't going to stop that virus from spreading. I wish they had worked. I wish masks had worked. I wish everything had worked, and we would have lost a lot less of our good friends to this terrible disease. But, again, I referenced a book yesterday in testimony, and it was called The Great Influenza. It was written by author John Berry about the 1918 flu pandemic. Mm-hmm. And we repeated a lot of the same mistakes that they did back then. They didn't work back in 1918. They didn't work in 2020, 2021. And the question is, why should have they worked if they didn't work before? You would think with the advances in science and things like that, that, you know, our response would have been more intelligent, more patriot-centric. I went on and on yesterday about how important and sacred I think that patient-doctor bond is. If that patient and that doctor decide on a course of treatment, I'm good with that. I just don't want pharmaceuticals. I don't want government. I don't want anybody between that bond that is trying to influence that decision, either financially or politically.
You know, Doc, I don't think, I hope you remember this, Doc, but I called you during the pandemic early. I don't know if it was a few months or whatever. And you're a doctor. You were treating patients. And I'm going to go back to what I think you told me. If I've heard it wrong, you correct me. I asked Doc how many people you had treated with COVID. I don't know if it was 187 or 287, whatever the number was. Probably doesn't matter.
It's thousands.
Okay. Well, no, that was early. It was early.
Yeah,
and that's right. Why I want you to re-explain this again. You told us what you were doing. And at the time, you said, Moon, I want to say you said I've treated 287 patients. Only two of them went to the hospital and they're already out. And what you were doing right for people, which had nothing to do with the federal government and Dr. Fauci were trying to tell you to do. Talk about what you were doing, and now you treated thousands of people. Tell us a little bit about what you were doing to help people with the virus.
Well, look, I hope common sense still has a play in medicine, and we were just seeing what the patient needed and how they responded to our treatment. We know that COVID, it is an infectious process, but it's also an inflammatory process.
Mm-hmm.
And with the government's narrative on social media and on the major news networks, doctors like myself were getting ostracized for prescribing drugs off-label. Well, let me tell you something, Moon. Doctors prescribe drugs off-labels every day for a lot of things. Those drug companies, they get a designation for a drug to be for a particular disease, and then they stop because to get another disease added onto their label takes millions and millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. So we use drugs in the physician world every day off-label. But because that term was put out by the government that it was evil and things, people got very skeptical and they got very afraid. To, and certainly the doctors getting hammered by the federal government got very afraid to use drugs that actually worked on these patients. So what I did, you know, we use anti-inflammatory medicines along with anti-infectious medicines to stop that inflammation. And guess what? It worked.
Well, Doc, my concern was this, and I've always said this. You, let's say you were my doctor, and I've been trusting you for 30, 40, 50 years in my family. And this thing comes across and you say, here's what we're going to do. That relationship with you is all I need. I don't need Fauci. I don't need the president. I don't need the media. I don't need anybody to tell me what you do. I've trusted you as a doctor. And I said this on the air. I trusted you. Why am I not going to trust you now? And so if you tell me to do something and I was to die, okay, and nothing to do with you, then, okay, it was my time to go. And that's the way I looked at it. It was always, but they got involved because they wanted us to do everything a certain way coming down from the federal government. Don't you thank God every day we don't do everything the federal government wants us to do on everything?
Absolutely. And look, I referenced yesterday, too, you know, Jeff Landry was our attorney general during that period, and he really stepped up for the physician community and helped us out. And I assure you, with his input, it saved lives because he allowed us to write some of those drugs that we knew were working when certain pharmacies, certainly the big box pharmacies, would not fill it because they were getting mandates from the feds saying, do not fill this prescription that the doctor wants. So, you know, kudos and hats off to then Attorney General, now Governor Landry, for doing the right thing, having the courage to push back against those pharmaceuticals, push back against the federal government. And I can assure you, him and Liz Merle and his team at the Attorney General's office, they saved lives.
Yeah, but we had a governor who bit into the hook, line, and sinker to get the money that he was getting. You know, I've always wondered about that. I was so anti-mask, but science was on my side. I had talked to you many times. You were on this program many times. I've had other people on here. I talked to other doctors. I would go in a doctor's office, and they, because of show but with the people around the area, when I get in the back, they say, take that damn thing off. And they, every doctor told me, take it off. Take it off. You don't need that. He said, I got to do it because of what? The pressure from the federal government and the media scaring everybody. Every doctor, and I ain't going to tell you who, but every doctor, take that thing off. Said, man, we can't. Well, I mean, they had to work in the realm of what was happening out there, but every doctor told me to take off my mask. I mean, I could tell you the doctors I went to, but it doesn't matter at this point.
Well, when of course COVID first hit, I was still in Congress, Moon, and then we had Speaker Pelosi that mandated mask in Congress in votes, and even when I would walk outside of the Capitol without my mask on, which I did every day, I got cursed at. It was just ridiculous.
Yeah, the mask. By the way, Doc, do you have a few more minutes?
Sure.
So I want to talk about the social distancing and, you know, if you could have been governor or doctor, it would have been a great time. Bell focused on the federal government, how much money we was going to get. All we wanted people was to focus on us. That was what the medical profession does. Anyway, let me come back. We'll come back.
Okay.
So Louisiana Surgeon General Ralph Abraham will join us one more segment. Don't go nowhere, folks. With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered. With certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7, these guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing or up to $3,000 off qualifying high efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year part and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com. I've been telling you about Schumacher Homes for a long time. Now, for a limited time, you can choose from five different financing offers and pick one that works best for you. Whether you're an active duty, military, or veteran, you can take advantage of the exclusive VA construction loan offer. You can lock in 30-year fixed financing for as low as 3.875. How about that? Looking to stay in your home and start construction right away? A stay in your home loan might be right for you. With this option, you can stay in your home during construction and not worry about moving twice. And for you first-time homebuyers, we're not going to forget you. For a limited time, they're offering 30-year fixed financing as low as 3.875. Other financing offers include no-cost refinancing, conventional loans, and FHA construction loans. If you're thinking of building your dream custom home, there's no time like the present to start building. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. Let them build your dream home. They're building dream homes one at a time.
Come in and try the good.
What's dangerous and stupid and can cost you 25 grand? Excavating without calling Louisiana One Call. So dial 811 before you dig. It's the law.
Hi, LR. Welcome to the Moon Griffon Show. Welcome back. Great to have you with us. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline, always MatthewJames.com. And it's an honor to have a former representative, a veterinarian, a doctor, and now he should have been the governor. That's a long story. Louisiana Surgeon General Ralph Abraham. Doc, one of the things that, you know, when they did the 6-foot distance and it was, we had to do mail-in ballots, which I know I'm not asking you to get into that. All that, COVID became so political. I've never said COVID didn't kill anybody. COVID was a virus. If you can name a virus that didn't kill anybody, I'd like to know that. It always does. But the way we reacted, it made a difference too. And that was one of the most disappointing things. I know this, and nobody helped me, no Republicans or anybody. They were overcounting. They were talking about these counts and how many, when they would say, well, we got 319 cases of COVID. They were being double and triple counted. That's a fact. And I had 22% of the people at Homeland Security that was in charge of that in that area. I had a lot of them on the air and some of them privately saying, this don't add up. They were counting cases. So if I was sick and I went and get tested again, that was counted as another case. And they were duplicating this. And so Edwards and them shut it down because they knew I was right, and the media never picked up on it because I thought it was the scare factor was in it, and I thought that played into it through the media. Did you watch any of this stuff, or that was not really your focus back then?
Well, in a way it was. I was still in Congress when this virus hit, of course, and I like you, Moon, I saw the lies and the misrepresentations that were being handed down from the feds as to number of cases, to number of deaths attributed directly to COVID, all types of things that they were giving us misinformation on, and that was done, certainly in my opinion, but I think that was done very purposefully to instill fear, to instill control, and to instill mandates that they wanted us to live under. I think it was very political. It's very unfortunate. It cost lives, and I lost good friends, like all of us listening to this show did.
Yep.
I think it's just reprehensible of the way that it was handed down from the federal government.
Yeah, they did that, and then the state government knew it was the more cases, the more money. And these people at the Homeland Security in the areas, some were sheriffs, some were just people that worked in the government. And they actually would say, I got 319 cases, but I only have 152 names. Yeah, and so I started making phone calls, Doc, and I'm finding out I'm getting some of these people on the air. And all of a sudden, Bill Edwards decided not to send the count out anymore. And of course,
yeah,
there was... That showed me everything right there.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I at one time, maybe earlier in my career, you know, I had some faith and belief in the CDC, but under the Biden administration, that went to heck in a handbasket. And, you know, in my testimony yesterday, you saw where I said that either even the patient confidence in their own doctors has gone down tremendously since COVID. But that's a direct result of the narrative that the CDC and the federal agencies were sending down to us on the, you know, ground level.
Yeah, it's no doubt about it. And I just, when we look back, it was a nightmare. But
yeah,
it was no way that one central federal government could tell somebody what to do in Baskin, Louisiana. It's just no way. They don't know my body. If you were my doctor, you would know my body. In other words, you would know what my body's going through. You would know how to treat me, say, versus my wife.
That's right. That's why I didn't lose patients like the rest of the country did, because we knew our patients, man. We knew their systems. We knew the meds they'd taken. We knew their underlying diseases. We knew how to treat them, and that's what matters.
Can I ask you a quick question? The vaccine.
Sure.
The vaccine itself. And I saw you made comments on that. COVID vaccine, when I saw all the people that took it, they told us if you take it, Biden, don't have to wear a mask, and you can't get the virus. Then we found out that was 100% a lie. That was an outright lie, that if you took the shot, that you wouldn't get COVID. Then they tell people wear a mask even if you took the shot. Well, hold up just a second. You know what I'm saying? I mean, all that stuff, I think ended up being a lie, but just your thoughts on it.
Well, you know, I'm now in my practice on a daily basis when I'm, you know, back in my little clinic, not here in Baton Rouge. I see vaccine injury literally every day in more than one patient. We know now, because we've peeled the layers back, that those manufacturers, they hid data from us. They had data that showed that there was vaccine injury, and they unfortunately did not publish it, did not allow literally anyone to see it that I'm aware of. And, you know, as I said in my testimony again yesterday, at this point in time, I do not recommend the vaccine to my patients. Mm-hmm. But again, that goes back to that patient-doctor relationship. Yep. I want that patient to have that conversation with their doctor. Yep. I don't want the government to say, you've got to take it. I'm tired of those commercials saying that it's going to, you know, save you from everything in the world. I want that conversation between that doctor and that patient. Now, if that patient and that doctor decide on that vaccine, fine. I'm great with that decision. But at the same time, that patient with that doctor in front of him, he or her, will give them, hopefully, valid facts to base that medical decision on.
Well, Doc, you know, I told my audience I kind of got confused because I'm a general doctor who's a great guy, and I have a heart doctor because we have heart disease in my family. And during that time, one of the doctors was telling me, I think you ought to take it, your age and all that. And my heart doctor said, I don't think you ought to take it. You don't need that. I wouldn't take it if I were you. So here I am going, I got two doctors because of all the politics of it. One saying you ought to take it, one saying you shouldn't. And I'm sitting there going, blah, 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 blah.
And you know, it's hard to make those decisions when you're getting different directives from different medical personnel. It's not easy. You know, I go back to the children. You look at the data. You know, the children are very resilient. And even today, going back to my previous statement, every day in my clinical practice, I see children with vaccine injury, and it's just, you know, it's just horrific.
Yeah, the thing about it is this whole COVID thing had little to do with children and kids and young adults. It was not hurting them. And I'll never understand a country slamming a vaccine on them when it's not hurting them. You know, polio and stuff like that, that was a totally different deal. This is something totally different.
I'm not an anti-vaxxer.
I know you're not.
You know, I may be an anti-COVID vaxxer, but look, there are vaccines that literally, you know, we have to have to maintain a population.
Yeah, I know you're not. I tell people all the time, I'm not anti-vax. I'm not smart enough to know if it's good or bad. I only go by what I read and what people tell me. And well, look, I thought your testimony was great. I'm sure the media is going to do a editorial on something. They'll probably do it on this, and they're going the whole time they're going to brag about how Bell saved the state. Bell hurt the state. He hurt. You don't close the economy. You could go to the Walmart and you can go to the grocery store, but you can't go to a mom and pop restaurant. You can sit in a grocery store for 2 hours, but you can't go in a restaurant and sit down for an hour. None of that made sense, and it still doesn't.
Yeah, or you couldn't go to church, things like that, but you could go to the big box stores, and or you could go to this, you go to that. It was very selective in who they allowed to go to certain places. So I thought that was very telling when they wouldn't let us in certain of our social events.
I know. It just cut this down, shut this down. Unbelievable. Hey, Doc, always a pleasure. Surgeon General of the great state of Louisiana, Ralph Abraham. Doc, we'll do it again soon. God bless.
All right, thanks, man.
Thank you very much. All right, folks, more to come. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show. Moon Griffon, News Talk 96.5, KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square Media station, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studio.
Helene's aftermath on Jack Callahan Fox News. Damage from what was Category 4 hurricane at landfall still being assessed.
Power outages, stranded people, and damaged homes and businesses are expected to be tallied as first responders begin to move through Florida's Gulf Coast towns and cities from Fort Myers up to north of Tampa Bay, all which took the brunt of wind and storm surge over many hours. Helene's official landfall, where its eye came ashore, was south of the town of Perry in the state's Big Bend region.
Fox's Evan Brown, while the wind gusts peaked at 160 miles an hour, for many, flooding is the biggest problem.
I had about 2 feet of water in my entire neighborhood, and it was fresh water, which means the water had nowhere to go.
And man in Tampa, where there have been scores of high water rescues, flash flood warnings stretch from northern Florida to western North Carolina. The National Weather Service warning of possible catastrophic flooding. There have been at least 6 deaths blamed on the storm. Strong words from Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu speaking to the United Nations General Assembly this morning.
I have a message for the tyrants of Tehran. If you strike us, we will strike you.
Netanyahu said Israel continues to seek peace but must defend itself. Federal grand jury has reportedly indicted several Iranians, charging them with hacking into and stealing information from the Trump campaign. Those indictments still under seal. Ukraine's President Zelensky is meeting in New York at this hour with former President Trump, telling him,
I think we have common view that the war in Ukraine has to be stopped and Putin can't win. And Ukrainians have to prevail, and I want to discuss with you the details of our plan.
The former president says he believes he can bring the Russian invasion to a quick end should he be reelected. Vice President Kamala Harris is making for the southern border for the first time in her presidential campaign today. America is listening to Fox News.
NYPD officer Jonathan Diller's tragic story made national headlines this year. Now, Jonathan was shot and killed by a career criminal during a traffic stop. Jonathan, who is just 31 years old, leaves behind his wife, Stephanie, and 1-year-old son, Ryan. Now, nothing will ever replace the loss of a husband and a father, but the Tunnel to Towers Foundation was able to pay off the mortgage on the Diller family's home. Please commit to $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hey, I'm going to let you in on a wireless hack that can cut your cell phone bill in half. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, they want you to think that unlimited data is fantastic. Well, the fact is, it's not. Pure Talk, my cell phone company, only charges you for data that you need. With just $25 a month, you get unlimited talk, unlimited text, 5 gigs of data, plus mobile hotspot. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, and do it now. You'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Save money, same service.
Court-appointed special advocates, or CASA, are specially trained volunteers that help secure safe homes for abused and neglected children. Don't let these innocent victims slip through the cracks of our complicated legal system. Get involved today. Call CASA at 268-5111. This nonprofit organization moment brought to you by News Talk 96.5 KPL.
Hey folks, it's Joe, and you have heard me talk several times about my time in the classroom here in Lafayette Parish being a teacher, and throughout those years had come across students who had been experiencing or had experienced homelessness. And I'm here with David Owens of Gifting Grace Project to talk a little bit about the work they do assisting kids in Lafayette who are experiencing the same thing.
That's right, Joe. The Gifting Grace Project is Acadiana's homeless children's outreach, and we are proud to be the outreach for these children in Acadiana, providing them with backpacks with school supplies, hygiene products, meal vouchers, and more. Go to giftinggraceproject.com to help us out and make a difference today. Or you can text GGP to 53555 and get more information that way and make your donation as well.
Folks, there's nothing more important than helping our most vulnerable, our kids. They are the future, and we need to do everything we can for them. And that's why David and I are here today asking you to support Gifting Grace Project.
Get involved today. Thank you.
It's time to win cash. Get your KPL News apps ready because here's your chance to win up to $30,000. Just enter the following code into your KPL News app where it says win cash and make sure you listen for more codes throughout the day because the more codes you enter, the better your chances. Here is your next code.
And here's your 10 a.m. code, your chance to win cash using the code 630. 630 is your code for a chance to win cash with News Talk 96.5 KPL.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
Hello, welcome back. It is the Moon Griffon Show on a beautiful Friday where you too can be a voice, 844-766-6607. Kind of open forum edition because we talk about everything on Friday. It's the Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline, MatthewJames.com. Check him out. Any financial tax planning, he's the guy, no doubt about it. Somebody made the point about Doc Abraham. Where was he when all this was going on? Doc Abraham was on this program several times talking about this stuff. And that's all I could do was put him on there. I mean, that's all I could do. But you can tell, Edwards did mostly stuff that was wrong, including putting a pastor in jail. That day everybody said, Mr. Spell, he's a nut. Well, Mr. Spell, by the Supreme Court, ruled in his favor against Bell Boy and what they did to his church, what they did to him. I hope he's suing the hell out of him myself. And closing businesses down is phase 1, 2, 3 was nutted up. But you could go to the grocery store. You go to the grocery store and spend a whole day. You go to Walmart and spend a whole day. None of this was real, folks. The only thing was real was it was a virus. And a virus can always kill you if not properly treated. And he made a good point, and it would take a phone call. He made a great point. They hurt the doctor relationship with the patient because what Obamacare originally wants to do, and I go back to Satan's brother, is to dominate, control your life and everything. Not just that, through the media, through the banking, through global warming, all this stuff is to control you from the federal government down, which is what our founders was fighting against. Who knows you better than your own doctor if you go to a doctor? Nobody. Dr. Fauci didn't know. He ain't never looked in my throat. Or anything else for that matter. He didn't stick anything anywhere else either. What's he making this? That Bill Gates gets in on the decision making? I mean, that relationship with your doctor was all you need. And I said that on the show. You know, let me not get too deep in this because I promised to take some phone calls. I used to get burned Even people that knew me on the internet, I run into somebody, I wish you'd get off your mask thing. I'm sick of hearing the mask. It's a dumb thing. It's dumb. It's still stupid to wear a little paper mask you buy from a grocery store and act like you're going to prevent that from a virus. Dumb. Stupid. It was never going to work. People got mad at me. Moon, this is what they were telling us. They know more than you. I agree they were telling you that. But if they lying, that don't mean they know more than me. And they lied. And Dr. Abraham was right. And yesterday, y'all can go back and probably watch all this stuff. This is the newspapers, the Hayride, people like that have printed stuff on this. 6 foot distance, my rear end. That was about elections. Well, we can't have elections. We got a mail-in ballots. I think COVID was a serious virus. I would never say it wasn't. But I think that sucker was designed for the mail-in ballots, too. I think they took advantage. Rahm Emanuel never would let a crisis go to waste. And that's the last thing I'm going to say on it. I remember busting them down with no help from anybody, not a Republican Party, anybody. When you know I had these people on talking about how they were getting the cases from the state government that called it a dashboard, and they would have 319 cases, but they only had 142 names to go with it. And it was over 50% in a lot of these, and everybody knew it was happening. And I was able to talk to about, I think, 22% of the 64 parishes. We either had them on the program or I had them off the record. Said, this don't add up, Moon. This is wrong. Some actually came on the air. Sure, I had a couple of sheriffs. And nobody wanted to help me bust Edwards and them up in the head with this. Everybody, especially the media, they backed him on anything. Didn't matter what Bill did. Bill hurt this state. He hurt it in so many ways. And I'm glad to know people like Mr. Seal has quit the Louisiana Board of Regents. Maybe we have a chance now. That's another appointment for Jeff. That's cool. He disappointed one. He gets another appointment. That's all. I'm glad Seal left. Seal, smarter than God, ask him. All right, let's go to the phone lines. We'll go to line one. Ned, what's going on?
How's it going, Moon?
And it's going. It's always going here.
That's good. Just listening in this morning on what all is taking place with Miss Cordell. I'll just tell you right now, Misty and Hardiman are some of our best friends. And I've known them for over 30 years. And, you know, it's really a blessing that we get someone like Misty to serve on such a high board that's actually from North Louisiana. We've got several folks up here that serve on state boards. They'll serve on the mineral board. Wendy Gentry's on the housing board. I think Stuart Gentry's on civil service. So we've got a lot of people up here representing North Louisiana. And let me just say this. Do you know what we go down there for? $43 a month is what we get paid as a board member. Mm-hmm. So we're doing it, you know, out of service, out of our heart. But back to Misty, you know, she's always been a leader. She serves on numerous boards here. She's a great person. If she's with you, she's with you. And, you know, you're not going to back her in a corner. When she's going to be respectful to everybody, but, you know, at the same time, you're not going to run over her. And I respect that about her. And for the guy, Mr. Seals, to come after a woman like he did, you know, it's just, we've seen this in the past with other elected officials where they're down in women, threatening women, trying to push them down. And, you know, that's just not the right attitude to have when expected, especially when you're an elected official or an appointed board member. Totally agree with Governor Landry. I love the quote, like you said, you know, hit the door. And,
he made it sound like that Misty was the evil person when he was appointed the same exact way. He has close ties to Bell Edwards and does work in close ties to his brother. And now all of a sudden he's been on the board for 7 years, so he's missed a big shot. He don't want somebody with no experience. Somebody's going to run back to Jeff. How many times do you think Mr. Seal picked up the phone and called Bell Edwards and said, let me tell you what's going on? I guarantee you a lot. Because they were close. He was put there because he gave money and he was friends. They appointed board members, okay? Most of the time when somebody gets appointed, they probably did, quote, give money. That's just all part of it. And right or wrong, it's just part of it. But for him to cry like a wuss, we'll get you another one out there, Tim. When I got one behind me, too. For him to cry like a wuss at a woman that he doesn't even know, that's a Bel Edwards appointee. That's what they do on the left. So he quits. Think about this, Ned. He quit like a wuss. He walked out. I'm going home. Well, go home. Like Jeff said. Basically, Jeff said, don't let the door hit you in the rear end when you was leaving. I love it. I think Landry did the right thing by saying what he said. And he gets, here's the good news. We're replacing Edwards appointee with a Landry appointee. I think this is great for everybody. So, Mr. Seal, if you, by the way, I would ask him to leave the state, but he's a trial lawyer. You don't want to leave this state. You make too much money.
Oh, goodness. Yep, I agree 100%. Well, man, I appreciate you taking my call. I got to get back out here to the farm and get to working. And Misty, you give him heck down there. I know you're going to do a good job if you're listening this morning.
Let me squeeze one more call in before we take the break. We got Norman. Go ahead, Norman.
Mona, I had something from before, but you started this topic this morning and what you guys just finished with. I'm thinking to myself, we ought to get rid of civil service and go strictly to the spoil system. That way, the governor, the elected officials can appoint who they want, and that would give everybody another equal chance to eat at the public trough. Get the fat hogs out, put the lean hogs in, everybody gets fed. I'm not the first guy to think of that. I'm just thought I'd throw it out. And since time's short, I'll call you another day.
All right, thanks, Norm. Well, the thing about it is, I wish y'all go read it. One of the stories in the Devil's Advocate, another story is in the Hayrod. And the headlines is the Pop Jeff, deeply offensive. Board of Regents vice chair resigns protesting Jeff Landry's chair appointment. What it ought to be is deeply offensive. A Bel Edwards appointed friend on a Board of Regents quits, cries like a hit puppy, cries like a baby. Deeply offensive. Louisiana Board of Regents vice chair Jay Seal, a crybaby, quits. Good riddance. That's what the headlines ought to say. But no, they set it up because look what Jeff did, Jeff Landry. And I'm going to defend Jeff when he needs defended. Jeff did a great job on this. Jeff did a great job of saying what he said. You go read it for yourself. I'm just saying that this is part of the process. Bel Edwards was such the system guy. Keep it going in the same direction. Don't change anything. He hurt us economically. He hurt us from the medical side, he hurt us from the budget side. He hurt us from kids still leaving and getting the heck out of here. We're going to lose a congressman because of Bel Edwards for 8 years. This guy hurt us everywhere this state needed to improve. Never improved higher ed. He thought throwing money at something would fix something. He hurt us. And I'm glad the guy quit. Jeff gets another appointment. Thank you, Mr. Seal. Thank you. Thank you. Now just go home and cry. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Tim Metcalf in the house. Scott McKay after that. Don't want to miss that either.
As Louisiana's only fiberglass manufacturer and fabricator, SeaSafe Fiberglass Grating and Structural Systems has provided corrosion-resistant products to the Gulf Coast for over 45 years. Our fiberglass grating, cable trays, and structural shapes are ideal to replace corroded, rotting building products and can be custom fabricated by the best fiberglass craftsmen in the world, right here in Lafayette. Contact SeaSafe or visit our website at seasafe.com. That's S-E-A like the ocean, S-A-F-E.com.
If you've got some projects to do around the house and you need the voice of experience, a local voice, somebody that can help you and knows Louisiana, you need to check out Stein Home and Yard. They're a Louisiana company founded, established here. They've been based here. Their story dates back all the way to 1946. Stein Home and Yard has all the things you need to make your house ready for fall. Great deals on fall plants like mums, as well as all sorts of handy items you need for your house. Need to upgrade your power tool game? They've got great deals on DeWalt power tools. They also have great deals on grills for your next tailgate for the big game this weekend.
Traeger Pellet Grills, Weber Grills, Charbroil, so many great brands. And it's all right there at your fingertips. Just pull them up. Steinhome.com. Steinhome.com is where you need to go to find the greatest deals on your home improvement needs. Steinhome.com, a great Louisiana company.
This is Moon Griffon. The sun has never raised its rates, but your local energy company sure has. Solar Louisiana can install residential home solar systems with huge battery storage, or they can add batteries to your existing system. If there's an outage, you are sitting pretty with all the electricity you need. Imagine electric bills so low, you can pay it with pocket change you find in your couch. Solar Louisiana has the experience you need to make the right decision. Online at solarlouisiana.net. Your energy independence company, Solar Louisiana.
Do you crave?
Atlas Foundation Repair, 800-256-1010. Louisiana-owned Atlas Foundation Repair, 800-256-1010. Call Tony Arpino. I have known him for years.
Somebody enjoyed it better.
Does that mean we're on? We home?
Testing one, thing on. Testing one,
two. I mean, you're putting food in your mouth. I guess you forget you're on. Anyway, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show, Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Tim Metcalf's in the house.
In the house.
Dino's Pizza and Prejean's, like we always brag about on a daily basis.
Right.
All right, Tim, what you got today? You got to go slow on the pizza.
Okay.
So people will understand, because I'm going to tell you what, the hogs in this building, they kind of mastered
it. They kind of wiped it out. Mm-hmm. They kind of wiped it out. So it's the pizza of the month. Again, it's a tsunami pizza. It tastes like a crunchy roll. So my son developed this pizza, and when he put it in front of me, I was like, man, it's really good, but we cannot sell it. We sell pizzas. Son, I'm sorry. I know everything. You don't. We sell not soon. Not,
so what did
not,
he do? He put it in front
no,
of you?
No, no, no. I watched the staff, and they kept bugging. They said, Mr. Greg, they kept bugging him. Can you make another one? Can you make another one? I'm like, I might be slow, but I'm not stupid. So finally, I was like, all right, we'll give it a shot.
Tell them what's on it.
Oh, it looks like a crunchy roll. So it's an olive oil crust, a little mozzarella cheese, and then we do the fried shrimp, the snow crab, the crumbles, the fresh jalapenos, the yum-yum sauce, three sauces, the yum-yum sauce, the eel sauce, and the horseradish cucumber sauce. And, man, it's good. It goes.
What a mouthful. Can I ask you a question?
Ask me. Yeah.
Have you even heard of a sushi pizza? I'm being honest. I'm not saying they don't make them. And I'm not saying somebody in Baton Rouge or Shreveport don't make them. I've never even heard or seen that before.
I think it's the first one in America. I'm telling you what. He broke all the boundaries with this, and the reaction has been amazing. I haven't heard one complaint against it.
You said today, I think, at the Bertrand location, you got, now, what's the special?
Well, so the lunch special today in Bertrand, we're doing this on a po' boy bun. It's fried shrimp, fresh fried shrimp, and the same thing. And I tried it right before I walked out of the, because you took a pit. Well, I said, look, I'm not even making a decision anymore.
I bet it looked good.
It looked beautiful. I took a bite before I left the building. I was like, wrong again. It was good. It was good. So good.
But you don't
so
think of sushi and
pizza
in these
at
places
all.
You
no.
go. I don't think of it as a pizza.
No, 100% not.
100%. But that'd be the only one in town. I mean, that thing is. And by the way, you saw,
the only one in the world. I don't even know if they make that in Japan. You know what I'm saying?
You may. Okay, what else you got?
So we brought wings. Your favorite wings. I did the.
You notice I
the
don't
bone,
even have,
the
I don't
bone
even,
in.
I don't even have bones in over here.
That's right. Bone in naked wings. I tried to get them. We've got a new wing sauce coming out next month. It's the Parmesan garlic wing sauce.
Oh, and that sounds
I was trying to get them to make that. They were roasting the garlic when I left the building. Moon, the smell in that kitchen from that roasted garlic, I didn't want to leave. I didn't want to come here. So it wasn't quite ready, but I just brought
your
wings.
All you had to do was back up your segment a little bit.
A little bit. I got to get going. And then I brought the Hangover Burger. We did that brunch last week, Saturday, for the UL Tulane game. It was so successful. We said, you know what? These early noon Saints games, which are the preponderance of the Saints games, people are looking to get out a little earlier. So we're going to start opening on noon Saints games on Bertrand. We're going to open at 9 o'clock, and we're going to have the brunch menu and the full menu available.
9 o'clock?
9 o'clock. Bertrand. 9 o'clock.
So you got this going to go through football season now?
Every noon Saints game. So
yeah. And it won't matter if they're on the road. It won't matter where they're
going. It don't matter if it's house or home.
But they're going to show it on TV. So correct. What you're doing that's is setting, people, you're setting up a place
if they, people if, can if that's come the game, they're in New Orleans. They ain't coming anyhow. Yeah.
No, but what I'm saying is you're setting up for the people in your area that right. say, hey, we want to watch the Saints game. Yeah. Somebody can go to church at 8 or 9 o'clock and come over and eat and come still make it on for the Saints game.
And even they can watch the first quarter there if they need to or whatever. So.
But you're not doing this on both, just Bertrand.
Just Bertrand's trying it out. We'll see.
Well, I guess
I got to show my. That's my idea. I got to show my son something once in a while.
No, I'm getting ready to say your son's showing you what to do now.
Right
now, you're trying to show him. He might not listen to you no more. I got one right there. He don't listen to me no more.
No,
he just roll his eyes and roll out of here. That's all I can
exactly.
Tell you.
But that's on his patience. They got to listen to some of it.
Well, I know, but he's the toughest phone critic of calls than anybody ever had. If you make it on the show, you must be special.
You got something to say good, right?
No, you got to be special.
Like, nah, we don't want to talk about that.
All right, real quick, holiday, all that's coming up around the corner. It's here closer than you think. Prejean's, I know y'all do a lot of stuff.
Catering, gumbo. Look, it's gumbo weather. We have frozen gumbo in the restaurant all the time. You walk in both restaurants, it's right there in the freezer compartment. But if you want 10 gallons. You want a gallon for your house? You want 10 gallons for a company party? You want 100 gallons? I'll do it. I'll make it happen.
I've been in the back of your kitchen before. You can cook for a lot of people.
It's big.
I got lost in your kitchen. Tim found me crying because I couldn't get out. That's the biggest kitchen I've ever seen. I'm not saying they're not bigger. I don't ever remember going into a kitchen that big.
It's one of the biggest in the state, if not the, the gumbo room, we can put out, what is it? It's 160, 320 gallons of gumbo. A day.
If you need to.
If I need to.
Yeah, because that's what I'm saying. You got pots back there.
I got to do a lot of prep and smoking some.
Well, no, I get
that. Yeah, but when those cookers start cranking, we can put out 160 batches in 4 hours. I can run 2 4-hour shifts, and I can put out 300.
It's really a great operation. Y'all do a great job. Of course, Dino's people at Bertrand, College Saloon, and, of course, the Express in Henderson, right?
Right, yes, sir.
And then of course, everybody knows the Prejean's location in I-49 and Karen Crow.
Right.
But the one in Broussard does real well.
It does.
You started about a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm. Almost 2 years. We got a patio out there with this cool weather.
Woo.
Live music tonight. Dustin Dale Gaspard is there tonight.
Oh, once you get that weather down, the jamming starts, brother.
That's right.
They're going to have a good time.
The patios, I noticed the patio for lunch at Bertrand was full yesterday. And I want to be outside. I don't want to be. None of us want to be. You want to be fishing. I want to be sitting in a tree stand somewhere. We want to be doing something, but
I
not
working.
I promise
you, I'm not going fishing before about 6:45 in the morning. I'm just letting you know I'm not going. Tim Metcalf, DinosPizza.com, Prejean.com, catering, big groups. Call them. Get in touch with them. Yeah, Tim, thank you as always, bro.
Thank you, man.
All right, we got to get out of here. We'll be back. Scott McKay.
If you or a loved one are suffering from addiction, listen to Springfield Wellness Center's founder, Paula Norris Medier.
We help people through their detox with minimal withdrawal symptoms. Even though it's a 10-day treatment, I look at the first 4 or 5 days as the brain restoration piece. And when the brain restoration piece turns on, that's when we have patients go, wow, a light bulb turned on or a switch was turned on. All of a sudden, their prefrontal cortex is working. And their midbrain is also working. They're not craving. They're thinking clearly. They see things clearly. And they have more confidence.
Put your addiction behind you. Call Springfield Wellness Center, 225-755-9566.
Just call us. That's all. And we'll be waiting for you.
225-755-9566. 755-9566. Springfield Wellness Center. SpringfieldWellnessCenter.com.
Been bragging about Dino Hardwoods for a long time. A good friend, Charles Altman, they do an excellent job. And if you're looking for unique or hard to find hardwood lumber, plywood, and molding, is Dino Hardwoods. That's where you need to go. DinoHardwoods.com. DinoHardwoods.com. Trust Dino Hardwoods for all your hardwood lumber and cypress needs. With the holiday season fast approaching, as you know, a timeless handmade gift using quality lumber by Dino just means more. With 3 great locations to serve you now, Broussard, Louisiana, Shreveport, Louisiana, and now he's expanded in Tyler, Texas. Folks, there's something for every discerning woodworker at Dino. Go to DinoHardwoods.com, DinoHardwoods.com, and check out the unique and hard-to-find hardwood, lumber, plywood, and molding that you can't just find anywhere. Charles Ottman, trust me, is not a better man in the business. He knows what he's doing, and he wants to service you. DinoHardwoods.com. DinoHardwoods.com. Hey, folks, if you're...
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
This hour brought to you by the Matthew James Tax Pros. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Thank you, Tim. God bless. All right, folks. We're joined by Scott McKay. Hey, Rod. Another book out. Let's start there. Scott, how you doing? First of all, good morning.
Good morning to you, and happy Friday to you.
I'm telling you, man, that doesn't hurt my feelings. Probably doesn't hurt yours either. Real quick, you put on your website, have you pre-ordered your copy of From Hell Marsh with Love yet? Talk about that first.
Well, there's a new novel that's rolling out now. We're serializing it at the American Spectator this weekend. The fourth installment out of, I think, what's going to be 8 or 9 before we're done is going to be up at the American Spectator. And the book is available for pre-order. Not on Amazon, because what we're doing pre-orders for are signed copies direct from me that will be out even before the book is available on Amazon. So you can run over to the Hayride and sign up for that now.
Okay. And can you give us a little take on where you're going with it without getting everything?
Well, this is if you've read King of the Jungle, which was the other novel that came out earlier this year, which is just a total send up of everything political in America. The protagonist of King of the Jungle gets married and goes on his honeymoon to London, where there are riots and the government is trying to arrest everybody who says things that they don't like. As you can imagine, that generates some interesting consequences for him and for the British and for everybody involved. And it's just as brutally satirical as King of the Jungle was.
Okay. Well, the opportunity to, and this is a pre-order right now, correct?
Yeah, it's a pre-order. The book actually is scheduled to be published on November 5th, Election Day,
okay,
at Amazon. And so this, you might actually be able to get it a little earlier than that by pre-ordering it.
All right. The other thing I want to talk to you about is the big issue is, by the way, before I get to this, did you read about the guy on the Board of Regents? Bel-Air was appointed. Guy, Mr. Crybaby Seal, all upset about Misty Cordell being on the board because of her inexperience, cried and quit like a little baby wuss.
Well, as far as I'm understanding, like, what is this guy's qualification to have been on the Board of Regents?
Oh, I tell you what it was. I'm very good friends with Bel Edwards, and I'm very
that's friends with John Bel.
Friends with him and his he did work for Tangent Baho, his brother Daniel Edwards, and supported him. That was his qualification. Yet Jeff has a right to appoint.
This is a real higher education expert here. This guy's got all kinds of credentials.
He thinks he does.
He went to a college, and that basically qualified him to be on the Board of Regents.
It's just hilarious that he quit.
But Misty Cordell's not qualified to be the chair of the Board of Regents because she's friends with Jeff Landry instead of John Bel Edwards.
That's what it looks like.
That's basically what we're talking about. I tell you what, Mr. Seal,
Why don't you go home and shut up?
Yeah, well, that's kind of what
Your side got beat. Y'all got beat like a drum in the last election. Nobody cares what your people think anymore, so be quiet.
Yeah,
Let the adults run the place for a while.
Yeah, no doubt. You know what's funny? Okay, so Cordell, Misty, and I know Misty, is on the board. Now that the guy quit, guess what Jeff gets to do?
Replace him.
And I can promise you, he ain't going to call Seal back.
Somebody else that's friends with Jeff and not John Bell Edwards.
Yeah. And he's not looking for Bell Edwards sycophants, I promise you.
Well, I mean, you know, I wish the record was a little more perfect where that's concerned. But, I mean, on balance, as many of John Bell Edwards' cronies, particularly John Bell Edwards' cronies from Tangipo Parish, that we can replace with people who are not of that ilk, that robs the state blind and chases all of our neighbors off to Texas and Florida. Like, I think that's a good thing.
Yep.
And if people like Jay Seal get pissed off about that, well, good.
Yeah.
I was pissed off for 8 years watching you destroy the state, and I don't give a damn about your opinion. How do you like them apples?
It's ridiculous. Anyway, let's move on to the next one, another appointed person. Clinton. Bill Clinton's boy, Robert, as a little tribute to Rush Limbaugh here, Robert Reich. He's not qualified. He wasn't qualified to be Secretary of Labor. He doesn't have a PhD in anything. And yet they keep putting him on TV about the economy and billionaires and all.
Yeah.
So tell me what happened with Stossel, because you got a great article people need to go read. It says John Stossel obliterates Robert Reich in just 8 minutes. And I read it, and it's a good
And it's a YouTube video that Stossel made earlier this week. And I guess he was trying to get Reich to go on his YouTube podcast, and Reich didn't want to. And if you're on social media, like, I'm on X all the time. I wish in my job I didn't have to be, because social media drives me crazy. But you cannot avoid, because I guess it's algorithms left over from, when Jack Dorsey was running Twitter. You cannot escape stupid tweets from Robert Reich. It's the same thing as like George Takei, however you pronounce the guy's name, and Rob Reiner and some of these other, Harry Sisson and some of these dumb Democrats that go on Twitter and somehow their stuff gets shared everywhere and appears on everybody's feed. Reich is one of those guys. And the things that he says are so patently idiotic that, you don't want to censor anybody. But if you could censor somebody, you'd like to censor Robert Reich, just for the national sanity and intelligence not being polluted by the idiocy that this guy spews. And it's all communist claptrap. We need to outlaw billionaires because they're bad for the economy. Some of these people are bad for the economy, but it's not because they're billionaires. It's because they agree with Robert Reich.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, Stossel, I guess, had enough of it. And so he goes and he does, in typical John Stossel fashion, a complete takedown of this guy and just absolutely buried him on stupid things that he says and how patently wrong they are and how dishonest he is. For one thing, they keep claiming that this guy is an economist, and he doesn't correct any of that. He's not an economist.
No.
He doesn't even have a undergraduate degree in economics. He's a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I mean, he puts himself out there as an economist, but he has no training and no understanding of economics. Stossel points that out, and it's gorgeous. And my only complaint about what Stossel said, and it actually is, it's a little bit of a complaint about things that Rand Paul says. And this came to the forefront because on Monday I interviewed Rand Paul for the American Spectator, and that's actually up at the Spectator today.
And it's actually up at the Hayride, too. We just had a post that, that has a video. You know, he doesn't talk about it in the interview, but at the American Spectator's dinner Tuesday night up in D.C., he went into this long thing about how, trade is a good thing and we need to be trading with people. And he's not on board with Trump's trade policy.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about in the interview, he's not on board with using tariffs per se as a weapon against other countries because he likes the free trade thing. Now, what Rand Paul said, he goes, if you want to get rid of the income tax and replace it with a revenue tariff, game. I'll have that discussion because that's how we used to do it and it worked better. And, I'm totally on board with where he says that. But Paul and Stossel are a little bit different because – they would have you believe that trade with China is free trade.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not.
Not at close.
Because,
not even
like,
close.
It's – no, you can't – like, you can't pick up – you can, but on big trade arrangements. You can't go, call somebody in Wuhan or Guangdong or, somewhere and say, hey, I want to talk to – Mr. Chang of some independent company that I can have an arm's length transaction with that doesn't involve like the Chinese Communist Party or the People's Liberation Army, and it's some big company that we can do business with without the interference of the Chinese government.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't get that. And so what you've seen with all of these American companies that wanted to use China as a manufacturing base, right? You have to turn over all your intellectual property and you basically have to give the keys to the kingdom to these guys. So the rules to do business over there for our people are nothing like the rules for them to do business over here.
Okay, hold your thought.
And that's not free trade.
Hold your thought. You're right. You're 100% right. Let me take a break. Scott, come back. About 7.5 minutes left to go. Scott McKay to Hayride. Great piece. Robert Reich. Nestled in gently rolling hills in North Louisiana is a place that produces the finest Louisiana wines around. Landry Vineyards. This place is phenomenal. Not only are they passionate about growing wine grapes and making Landry Vineyards wine, they also have cottages and RV sites you can rent, tours, and live music on Saturdays and tastings Monday through Saturday. Available in over 650 stores throughout Louisiana, I encourage you to visit and try Landry Wine direct from Landry Vineyards. This is another great Louisiana company that has my full support, and they are Louisiana certified. A red blend they labeled Bayoutage, Blackberry Merlot, Cabs, Rosé, Petite Sirah, dry and sweet whites, and many, many other wines. Learn more about their wines and their vineyard online at LandryVineyards.com. This is Moon Grafon. My lovely bride and I love the wines from this great Louisiana company, Landry Vineyards, and so will you. Go visit their beautiful winery and find them in your local grocery store. If they don't have Landry Vineyards wine, ask and ask again. LandryVineyards.com. Woo, good wine right here.
It started with direct messages. That's how they got to my son. Gavin was just 17 and looking forward to college. He was contacted by online predators pretending to be a teenage girl. He was the victim of sexual extortion. In less than 2 hours after that first message, Gavin died by suicide. It's a pain I don't want any other parent to feel. Social media is causing an epidemic of bullying, anxiety, and depression, and it's leaving kids vulnerable to the kind of predators that targeted my son. We have to hold big tech accountable and pass the Kids Online Safety Act. I couldn't protect my son, but now it's my mission to make sure all kids are protected. I'm a father and a proud conservative, and I'm here to tell Speaker Johnson, pass the Kids Online Safety Act, because nothing is more important than protecting our kids.
Paid for by Issue One Action, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Issue1Action.org.
When the power goes down.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Grafon Show. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Open forum Friday. Scott McKay, a friend of the Hayride, author. with American Spectator, writes with them as well, does podcasts, is John Stossel obliterates Robert Reich in just 8 minutes. By the way, I watched, though. I read your stuff first. So after I read it, it was kind of cool. Then I got to actually listen to the audio. And I thought it was good to do both.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I didn't want to just regurgitate everything Stossel said, you know. But what he said about Robert Reich was accurate. He
misused
him very well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This needs to happen. Because this guy has been around for a very long time. He was a disaster as Clinton's Secretary of Labor, which is, you know, there's a reason why he never went back into government after that was over. And yet he has managed to persist as he's like a podcaster and a social media influencer, and people still bring him on cable news channels to pontificate about things that he is always wrong about. And I thought America was a meritocracy, which would mean that guys like Robert Reich have nothing to say on TV anymore. But yeah. I'm wrong, apparently.
Well, no, they just move with the flow. He's a hate monger. He really does hate capitalism. He hates anybody that makes any money, unless, of course, it's him. He giving direction on something that you're not even trained in is phenomenal to watch this guy say the things he's saying. And you're right, because of all the shows and things like that, he goes on there like an expert. Scott, I don't like experts. They're normally wrong.
Well, anybody who's a governmental expert, particularly at the federal level, should be under immediate suspicion. A perfect example is this crew of 700 some odd national security professionals who just came out with this letter that says Kamala Harris is a steady hand at the till, and we should have her as president because that would enable us to maintain a sound foreign policy.
My God.
Kamala Harris started the Ukraine war. You yep. realize that, right?
Yep.
They sent her to Munich. Okay, with the Russians having tanks on the border, her job was to go meet with people and try to help keep that war from happening. She doesn't meet with the Russians. She does meet with the Ukrainians. And then she goes on TV and says, we want Ukraine to be part of NATO, which the Russians had said all along was something they would go to war over, right?
Yep.
And then she says it when they yep. have the tanks on the border and the tanks rolled in. Kamala Harris started the war, and they want to come to us and say, oh, no, she's a steady hand at the till. And I'm like, you know what? Every one of you guys are disqualified. Y'all should all have your security clearances pulled, whatever governmental contracts your companies mm-hmm. have, right, consulting contracts. All of that should go away because you're a bunch of idiots, and we shouldn't be burdened with you ever again.
Well,
like, that's the attitude we need to have toward these experts, which includes people like Robert Reich.
Well, that brings me to another question before I get you out of here in about 5 minutes. How about it? You made comments on it, too. Charles Bustani endorsing Kamala Harris. I don't know if she likes the pro-abortion or the pro-sex change operations or pro-let anybody come across the border. And if you happen not to get your family member doesn't get raped or doesn't die from fentanyl, that's what Charles was standing. And the second question is two-part. Where's Garrett Graves and Psycho Bill Cassidy? Where's their endorsement? Everybody else is out there. At least I give Bustani credit. He stood up and said, I can vote for Marxists. I have no problem with that. But them other ones, they kind of
right.
hide.
Yeah, Bustani took a side, so, you know, like, at least he could stood up and be counted. It's funny you asked about this, because, you know, I wrote that piece, I guess, Friday of last week at the Hayride. But so last night I'm scrolling through looking for something to watch on TV, and I'm on Paramount Plus, and I just happened to scroll by. They've got Murder in the Bayou. You remember the documentary about the hookers
yep,
in
sure
Jennings.
Yep. Got,
yeah. And I like scrolled past. I'm like, oh, but I just remembered. Now I know why Charles Bustani's back in Kamala Harris. Apparently he likes hookers.
Oh,
right.
God.
I mean, his name came up pretty big in the Murder in the Bayou investigation. If you remember, they used that against him, and that was one of the reasons that he lost, was because people were like, well, wait a minute, what is this guy? He's got his outreach director, runs a whorehouse in Jennings, and all the hookers are dying out of there?
Mm.
He didn't want to talk about
I remember
about
the
that.
Book. I remember, but let me ask you a question, because he, at least I know who he was, but I knew who he was before he did that. But how about Cassidy and Garrett Graves? I'm not trying to blast them. They ain't got to endorse anybody, but I think it's amazing because I think, and you do too, we can't, we either heading toward Marxism, communism, or we going back to freedom. It's Trump versus Harrison. That's your choice. You're not going to step up and decide who you're going to vote for now. You're not going to even tell people.
You know, Garrett doesn't tend to make endorsements at all like that. I never did understand that strategy, because when you don't make endorsements, you don't make friends.
He went with Wagner's back in the governor's race.
He didn't have enough friends.
Well, he went with Wagner's back in the governor's race. That was an endorsement.
Yeah.
I mean, how hard is it to endorse Trump over Harris in a race that has two totally different Americas? One is going to be total failure.
I agree with that.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree with that. And I would say that Bill Cassidy painted himself in a corner with that stupid decision to vote to convict Trump on that impeachment. Okay. And so he will look weak if he endorses Trump now, even though it's the obvious thing to do if you want to run as a Republican. Garrett, I didn't think that Garrett had a particular problem with Trump, so I don't really get where he's going with this, unless it's just sort of a personal peak thing that Trump endorsed Landry, right? Even that doesn't make sense to me. And I guess he's thinking, well, I'm out of the picture for now anyway, so why make any endorsements? And I don't really get it. It doesn't make sense. Cassidy, I do get it, because the die is cast on him.
Yeah.
And the problem is that is going to really, really hurt him when he runs for re-election in 26, and there will be at least one legitimate conservative in the race. I'm not going to name any names, but if you paid any attention, you could probably spout them off yourself. There's going to be at least one really good, solid, legitimate conservative that's going to probably beat Cassidy in the Republican primary in 26, and this is going to be one of the obvious things they're going to use to do it. And it doesn't make any sense to me. If I'm Cassidy, I think I'm better off looking like a weakling for endorsing Trump than looking like a communist for not doing it.
No, I agree with that. But, you know, Cassidy told us when we told him not to impeach Trump, y'all wait till the information comes out. All the information's coming out. And I ain't seen nothing to make me believe, I was wrong on Cassidy. Anyway, we got
to
go.
You should have voted to impeach Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Thank you, sir. We'll do it again. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, see you, Moon. You too.
All right. I'll take a break, but it's only for a few minutes. The rest of you leave us. Have a great weekend. MoonGraffon.com. Listen live. We'll be right back.
For the absolute best in local Cajun food, check out Prejean's in their two locations in Carancrow and Broussard today.